The voice of Santa Fe is KVSF FM 101.5 Pecos Santa Fe. Streaming on SantaFe.com. Join the conversation. It's the Richard Eads Show, Monday through Friday, right here on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe. Streaming on SantaFe.com. Call 424-4550.
It is 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, Thursday, April the 30th. Tomorrow is May 1, May Day. You can dance around a maypole if you want. Right now it's 63 degrees. High today in Santa Fe is 75. Overnight low of 47. Very warm, very nice. Not a lot of wind either, which is very pleasant. Tomorrow, about 77 degrees. The weekend will be nice. A little bit of chance of rain tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the mid-70s. By Tuesday, about a 40% chance of rain, which would be awesome. All right, coming up at 10:30, we'll have Laura Shield from SantaFe.com. Our website will give you all of your entertainment options for the weekend. Just had Dr. Boyd in from Santa Fe Public Schools. If you maybe have a kid graduating or getting good grades, and you promise them a driver's license, the weekend is a good time for them to go take the test and get their driver's license. Do it at MVD Express. They love the kids over there. You can park your kid there, go get yourself a coffee, come back. They'll have their graduated progressive driver's license. MVD Express opens Saturdays now. For your convenience, they added an hour, 8 until 3 on Saturdays. Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. And get new tags for the car, update your driver's license, pay a fine. MBD Express, they're at 850 St. Michael's Drive. Look for the big green sign. All right, joining us now is local Santa Fe author and poet, Lisa Birch. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good so far. I haven't gotten in any trouble yet.
All right, well, I promise to keep you out of trouble in the next half hour. Lisa has written a lot of poems. The latest one, I believe the latest one, Lisa, is Grace Leads, I Follow, Poems of Trauma and Transformation.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Where did this come from? What was the impetus? What motivated you to put together this book? And then we'll talk about individual things in your life and maybe individual expressions that became poems.
Sure. This collection arose out of a traumatic fall and a spinal cord injury that I sustained at 24.
Mm.
And it was just a primary influential event in my life, and it really brought a lot of important things up to the surface. You know, it questioned my future, my existence,
right,
my relationships with everything in the world. You know, it really brought my life to a standstill. There was only kind of that injury in that moment and, you know, waiting to see what would happen next and what, you know, what my potential would be. I'm lucky enough to be able to walk and walk very well. For an injury of that severity, I was very fortunate to be able to have as much function as I do. So I initially felt incredibly thankful and an immense amount of gratitude just to be able to be in the world. So that kind of set the scene for a lot of my poetry, and a lot of my life since then has been kind of working to reconcile, you know, this kind of extreme experience with kind of my life as I knew it before, and making the two kind of one unified way of being in the world.
So at 24 years old, you fell, injured your spine at a point in your life when you probably thought, you know, the sky's the limit, my prospects, my level of hope are extreme, everything is, you know, is on track. And all of a sudden, I mean, you said you immediately or you eventually, you know, became very, very grateful. But did you also experience a sense of fear and loss and, like you said, mortality?
Yes, and it was kind of both simultaneously, which was the interesting thing. You know, I think even initially for me,